This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Welcome to Casual Conversations, episode number 5.
That's right. Welcome.
I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with the talent behind the show, Elena Sweetser. And we're talking all things life and our marriages, our businesses, our employees, if we have them.
Friends, if we have those.
We have a few, I think. So, and we just want to, you know, we wanted to set up a podcast that people can connect with and that the everyday person can listen to and know there's people in it with them.
So. Just like them. Today's episode, we have this request a lot. So today's episode, we want to talk more about who is Ryan Bean, who is Elena Sweetser, and go more into detail on how did we come together for this podcast.
Yes.
Because I think we briefly touched on it on one of our first 4 episodes.
We talked about our whys. We talked about why we are passionate about doing it. But a lot of people, and thank you for the people that have been listening, by the way, and giving us your feedback.
True MVPs.
It's absolutely. And we are, again, like that, I'm not supposed to say a lot of absolutes. That's one of my things I'm not supposed to say. Here I am, early in the first few minutes.
I got a fly swatter.
I know, exactly. A buzzer. We need the buzzer. We need the buzzer. But, you know, the feedback that we've gotten from the people that have listened to it and have supported us has been great. And we really, truly appreciate it. We do it for ourselves.
That's right.
We get a lot out of this, but truly we want to do it for you guys. So thank you for that. So I wanted, you know, Elena, we'll get into her, let her get into what she does for her full-time job and how she motivates herself doing what she does. So
why don't you go first?
Oh, I can go first if you want me to.
Yeah, go first. All right. So yes, Elena Sweetser, mistakenly get called Elaine all the time here in Texas, but, I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico, born and raised, went to Durango, Colorado for college, Fort Lewis College. Go Skyhawks. Met my husband there, and then he is a Texan, and he brought me back. I left the mountains for love, made my way back to Texas, and I've been here since 2015, and right out of college, ever since moving to Texas as well, I've been in real estate the whole time.
What made you, what was the driving factor to real estate? I mean, you got so much talent on the, I think she could be a great salesperson. She's great with people. She's a phenomenal mother and wife. Like, what drove you to real estate? What was the passion behind that?
It's actually a funny story. So I started soccer ever since I could walk. And soccer was my life and sleep, eat, breathe soccer until college. And I played in college and I kind of knew I wasn't going professional, you know, being 4'11" probably wasn't in the cards for me. And I really didn't know what to do. And in school, I ended up graduating with a business degree, because I knew something in business, but my junior year, I randomly came across a real estate course. And to be honest, I was a C's got degrees type of person. And so this class, I got like an A++++. Like, people were cheating off of me, Ryan. Let's put it that way. Okay. So I did really well in this class and something with it clicked. And it ended up getting an unlicensed assistant job in my senior year. And when I graduated a month later, I literally passed my test and got my license. And I think I transitioned so quickly into it because being an athlete, it allowed me to grow as much as I wanted to grow. It allowed for that competitive side, that leadership side. Mm-hmm. And I'm just always good. I've always been good with people. Mm-hmm. So I've always loved my job for that, those reasons.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people can connect with that, right? A lot of people don't have that same connection where they find a path, right?
Yeah.
And
well, it's hard for college athletes too, because yeah. you've been doing that your whole life and you kind of go through this who am I mm-hmm. episode now. And I was very fortunate I got to transfer one passion to the other.
Well, I think a lot of people struggle with that. I mean, I do. Yeah. I've got a teenage son that's struggling with it right yeah. now. He's, you know, he was just talking to me about it about a week ago, and he's like, Dad, you know, I don't even know what I want to do, and yeah. I don't want to go to college and spend all this money if I don't want to, you know, if I don't know what I want to do. And I told Dylan, I said, buddy, you go to college to try to find yourself. And, you know, some of the advice I give today, I wish I would have probably used on myself, because I did not go to college. So I'm in the lumber distribution business is what I do for my full-time job. I was always in sales. I was in the golf business. Yeah, I knew I wanted to be around people. Uh-huh. So I think for me, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do for a living, but everyone kept telling me either be a lawyer, be in sales, be around people, maybe the restaurant business. I don't know. I was going to find something that was going to be my passion, but I have to be around people. I know yeah. that about myself.
We're good with people.
Well, I just enjoy it. I enjoy being around them. Yeah. So it's, I know.
I think we like learning from people.
Yeah. And I like to see yeah. people grow. I want to see people from different walks of life. I like hearing their stories. Like right now, you telling me your story about real estate and telling them, you know, kind of how you fell into it. And, you know, and it, again, here's a perfect scenario of things that we did very, very differently, right? My path was right out of high school, right to the workforce. And I feel like a part of my childhood was kind of taken. I mean, yeah. I feel like that's a chapter I really would have enjoyed was college, but I just didn't have any driving passion for anything. And again, like I told you guys, you know, early on about myself, we grew up very humble. We grew up from very humble beginnings, and money was always something that was, you know, we struggled with growing up. So I didn't want to get into college and debt and then come out of it and still end up in some sort of role like I ended up today. So I got lucky and fell into this industry. It wasn't something that I really was even fired up about when I first started. I was like, man, I'm going to be selling lumber for a business yeah. for my full-time job. And now
here you are 20 years later.
Yeah. And I started in Sacramento. They hired me in Sacramento. I moved my family to the Bay Area, and then the Bay Area brought me out here to Texas. And now I look back and I'm going, man, it couldn't have worked out.
Now we have a podcast.
And now we have a podcast. Absolutely. And enjoying it. I'm having fun.
We're having fun.
And
I think it's kind of cool how we've made our way. Like, Texas has always, in our future, been our focal point. Mm-hmm. For, I think this pod, we've talked, Ryan and I have talked about it after our first four episodes. And this podcast, we believe in our hearts, is something, like, important that God put in our past for a reason.
Yes. And I feel like we, you know, there's a generation behind us. And your generation is yeah. still behind me, right? Yeah. So, like I said, you're still in the
seasoned.
Young.
Don't
exactly.
forget.
Don't forget. Seasoned, not old
we
yet.
We need to get that on a shirt.
I mean, or that and be the buffalo.
Be the buffalo.
We cook a couple. I'm seasoned, yeah. not old, right? So, but you know, the reason I wanted to do it with Elena, you know, that was another question that had come up from some of our listeners was, you know, what's your guys' connection? So, Cole, her husband, is we share cousins through marriage. Mm-hmm. His sister, Krista, is dear friends with my wife. Vinny, her husband, is a good friend with mine. So it's all kind of tied together. Mm-hmm. And we really met Elena 12, 13, 14 years ago, somewhere in that range. Okay, 11.
Yeah, because we moved here in 15. I think I met you briefly when I came to visit.
Okay.
But like, really, we started becoming friends in 2015.
It was when Cole finally brought her down here. Yeah. And, you know, we actually see Cole now. We never saw Cole before, and then Elena came in the picture. And she sold our house previous to us moving into this one.
I want to add real quick.
Yeah.
This says a lot about Ryan and Allison, is I was newer to Texas real estate when I sold your house in 2016,
mm-hmm.
the first
yes.
one in
yep.
Louisville. And Ryan always knew I was a hustler, but obviously, you know, I had maybe 10 houses under my belt at that point. And we sold it pretty quickly.
Sold it in 2 days, moved into this house, had a vacation. I remember yeah. we closed on that house, bought this house, went on vacation.
Yeah.
And within like 28 days, it was yeah. an insane summer.
It was definitely a wild ride for you guys.
It was. But Elena's a, you know.
But you took a chance on me, and I appreciate that.
Well,
it worked out in your favor.
Well, exactly. But you take chances on everybody, right? That's yeah. that's what life's about, is taking mm-hmm. chances on people, giving people that opportunity. And we knew you were going to kill it. And mm-hmm. we knew how you were with people. But, you know, this girl will never brag about herself. And I probably wouldn't do this podcast mm-hmm. with anybody else, honestly. And I think the reason why is, again, she's an old soul. Like I say, I think she loves to sleep and puzzle and
crochet,
be at home and watch Lord of the Rings and watch movies and hang out. And she's in her young 30s because she's a grinder. She literally was running around all day before she came to my house to shoot today. So moving stuff around, and she's like, I got to get this done. That's how dedicated she is.
I believe in the podcast.
We believe in the podcast, but she has to believe in herself more. And I think with Elena, like I said, as you get more seasoned, mm-hmm. you know, one of the things I'll say is you want to surround yourself with just good people.
You do.
You don't want drama. You don't want to
waste energy.
It is. It's a waste of time. And Elena is just a fantastic human being. Her heart's in it for everybody else. She understands that what it takes to be a business professional. She understands what it takes to grind. She understands what it has to, when you have to turn it off and be a mom and be a wife as well. And she's just like me, where she always wants to learn and she always wants to grow. And like I told her, this may end up being an epic failure at the end of this thing.
It won't. It won't.
Well, we're going to get great conversations out of it regardless. And I know we're going to learn. So that's a little bit about her, a little insight on her.
You said a good point that I'm like you, and we are very similar on the way we think and the way we are with our families and how families and our faith and things like that, our friends, how the important things are life, our values really line up. Mm-hmm. And I remember Allison and I, we were doing, his wife Allison, we were going over, it was over here 2 weeks ago before we went on our walk and we were editing the video. And she was telling one of her friends, like, they are the same person, just female, male.
Which is what we wanted it to be. It's you know, for the most, and again, we don't agree on everything. And we're going to, like I said, throughout this journey, I guarantee you there's going to be things that she has that we disagree on, and which is fantastic. You know,
that's what we wanted.
Because that's how you grow, like we talked about. But, you know, we all need to learn something from each other and from the people around us. And, you know, I love doing that, and I love doing it with you. So, you know, that's the connection, is of how we met, how full circle, call it 11, 12 years later, we're sitting here in my backyard having a podcast talking about life. So, and the other thing that she does, and I will call her out big time on this, and she's probably the best at it out of anyone I know, out of any of my friends. This is true.
Okay.
Is that you put yourself out there more than anybody else I know. You always take a chance. You take a gamble. You know, she's the singing realtor. You know, she started, you know, she's in a very, like my business, and we'll get into it this episode, is how cutthroat our businesses are, how different it is. But to be a real estate agent in today's market and be a successful one at that, it's very cutthroat. And Elena sees the struggles on, she's not going to give up the person that she is to market someone fake. She's not going to be someone that she's not to sell houses. She's going to do it by work ethic. She's going to do it by the grind. She's going to do it by ethics and being moral and caring about people. And like I've told her before, that's what's going to take you to the highest point of success, because you're doing it for all the right reasons. And I truly hope you continue to see that. And the fact you put yourself out there is the reason that I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to all know that. And she's like, let's do this podcast. And knowing how she is, like I said, singing on camera, she won't tell you.
Get on me for not singing ever.
Well, she's a phenomenal singer. She's shy. She made it pretty far in America's Got Talent a couple years ago that she doesn't like to tell anybody. She tries to keep that stuff pretty private because she's so shy about it. But now I'm seeing you post videos on Facebook of you singing in these houses and you're putting it out there for the world to see. Guys, take something from Elena. That is how you're going to grow, is put yourself out there. Try something different. You have one life. Everyone is so afraid to fail. They're so afraid of what that makes them look like to their friends, to their coworkers. And this girl is always going to say, you know what, we're going to try it. And that's why I did it. So thank you to you for forcing me to do this.
I'm going to take you out to dinner. You and Allison now.
See, that's why I did it. That's why I did
Somebody's
it.
Somebody's got to pay
the bill. Yeah. He's going
to
make me pay.
No, I was going to say, you know, I think it goes into one, I was forced to be that way because in being a business owner, you have to let who you are out because you want to attract those type of clientele. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so, and I have a real estate coach, and they keep telling me, be you, be you, be you. And I always used to be confused because I'm like, who am I? Who is Elena? Because I enjoy so many things in life. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't want to be just a realtor, you know?
You shouldn't be.
And so ever since I started putting myself out more, like I like to puzzle, paint, bourbon nights, all those things, I'm starting to attract more genuine people in my life. And I think when you are able to put yourself out like that, you attract more people like you to your life. Mm-hmm. And it's not as hard to enjoy time with people.
Well, it shouldn't be forced, right? Exactly. It shouldn't be forced. Friendship shouldn't be forced. The people that are in your social circle shouldn't be forced.
There's so many forced friendships these days, right?
Because I think people need to, they want to be accepted. They want to fit in. But I think people, the lives they're in right now, is to impress people that they don't even care about.
Right.
Like you and I talk about this all the time. You know, I truly feel that people are in this, they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're in this life that they don't want to have. And I'm not saying everybody, right? There's people that we know that are flourishing. They love their careers. They're doing great. But there's also people that we know that you could tell they're in a rut. They're like, I got bills to pay. I got a family to support. I can't take a risk. I can't take a gamble. And then you look around, you're going, okay, well, how did you get yourself in this position? And a lot of them you see spent money or buy dumb stuff to create this facade, to create this life on social media and Facebook, so much to fit in. And I'm like, these people you really truly don't care about.
Yeah.
They don't care about you either.
And it's hurting those closest to you.
Right. And you're not getting to expand. You're not getting to be the person you want to be. You're not getting to take that risk that you want to take because you're so busy worrying about what the Joneses have, or you're worried about what that looks like in your social setting. And then I just see it all the time. I see people like the cars they drive. Like, are you buying that car because you want that car? Are you driving it because you love that brand? Or is it because you like the way it makes you feel, or the ways you look to other people?
Right.
Why are you really doing it?
You know, some car payments are like $1,000.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. And people do it all day, every day. And it's insane to me. It is. So obviously
I was going to say it. Compliments to you, because we've been friends for a while, but I was telling Allison, because she got on me the other day, because I said, well, we've been really like good friends for the last 3 years. But if you think about it, we've been consistently hanging out for the past 3 years, right? And before that, I was in my 20s. So I was just living a completely different free life, right? And your 20s is just different. And then when you hit your 30s, like, you start to understand life a little bit more. And then in your 40s, I mean, really, you kind of know pretty much who you are, right?
I hope so. I mean, I still try to figure out. Well, I know who my core is. I know what my core is. I won't sacrifice.
Compliments to you and Allison. Ever since Cole and I started hanging out with you guys more, you guys have taught us more about the important things in life.
Thank you.
And you have been a big transition in my life. And another reason why I wanted to do this podcast with him, because you guys have changed my life, as in who to spend your energy on. Like, we talk about all the time, when I have a client that does me wrong, you know, I'll reach out to Ryan. He's like, let him move on. I mean, you've helped me grow faster than I would have without you guys in my life. Does that make sense?
It does. And thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
And I think you and I balance each other out very well, because he knows my drive, because it's like your drive, and you have a few more years behind you on experience. So he's able to you're kind of like my mentor, I guess you could put it that way, to help me level out and, you know, live a less stressful life, because you guys live the life that Cole and I want to live. You know, you're raising great kids, you have a good family, and you surround yourself with people you want to be like and learn from.
Well, thank you for that. I think for us, it took me a long time to learn it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, we talked about this on a previous episode. You know, I was very fortunate to be surrounded by people that had already gone down the path that I'm on. So, like I said, one of my biggest whys for doing this was they gave me those that advice. They showed us that path, and it's my responsibility now to do it for the people behind me and my employees and my staff and those type of people too, to say, hey, you guys can have anything you really want. And again, like you said before, your success is different for everybody. You know, I have as much stress as anybody else. I have a very, very stressful job. I've got a lot of employees and suppliers that count on me, right? And that's one of the biggest drivers for me. And, you know, my brother, he'll ask me a lot of stuff as well about business, because he's in the same industry as me. I'll have customers ask me the same thing, you know, loyalty. You know, we talk a lot about that. I know you just had a situation recently, and I want to touch base on that, because I think the listeners need to listen to it.
Yeah.
And people always ask me, you know, they're like, Ryan, you just seem like you're just overly loyal. You've left money on the table. You could have made more money jumping to another company. You could have done this. You know, what drives you every day? And, you know, well, one, my bills, right? My bills are a pretty big driver of why I get up every day and put my pants on and get to work every day. And I got a family, you know, depending on me to support them. But I truly, from the bottom of my heart, worry about my suppliers and I worry about my employees.
So I think what you're trying to say, and it's not just your employees and everybody, it's your whole family. You know, people depend on you.
Yes.
And Ryan is a natural leader.
Thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
And that's part of my drive too. I think we're very similar in that is people depend on us and we know the life we want to live and it's going to be work.
It is. And the work doesn't bother me. The work is the challenge is the fun part. Now I have days that are challenging where I'm like, God, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I could have such a less stressful life. Why do I take this stuff, some of this stuff on? Or, you know, like this year I traveled a lot more, but I'm getting to see me mentor these guys and I'm going, okay, these guys are depending on me to move their careers forward. These guys are depending on me to put their daughters in dance or their sons in Little League or those things. Like I started thinking about how many people I can truly touch by my job, right? Mm-hmm. That are depending on me to go perform.
Yeah.
I'm in sales, so I have to perform so that these people have jobs, they can make raises, they can have vacations, they can do those type of things. And, you know, that's what drives
they
me every day.
Life.
I want, yeah,
exactly.
You know, I've had my guys, you know, like, hey, thank you so much for, you know, I put a pool in my backyard or I put a new backyard oasis out back. Thank you for everything you did. And I said, thank yourself.
Yeah.
You did the work, right?
Well, yeah. But you were a good influence. Ryan's the type too. He will not brag on himself. But when we started this podcast, he had a flood of people reaching out to him and how inspirational he is. You did. And
thanks.
I think that speaks wonders. You know, so many people that he's mentored or that he's influenced. And when people go out of their way to reach out to you, especially when they don't talk to you every day, to let you know something you said or something you did or just who you are as a person inspires them, I think that says a lot.
Thank you. And, you know, it's why we did this. It's to be genuine. I think the majority of the people out there are real. And I think the majority of the people would listen to this podcast are been waiting for something real. And ever since social media came on the scene, and which is why I hate it, which is unfortunate because here we are.
People think I like it, but
right,
I do not.
Right, but we're relying on it today, right? So I understand the importance of it. I understand what it could do for businesses. I understand, especially in your kind of business, social media, but we've gotten so focused on efficiency. We've got so focused on, I need response times now. I can get a hold of you at any time. You know, you see Instagram or you see Facebook or all these other networks and or the platforms of TikTok and Snapchat, all this craziness, right? And I hate it because I feel like people have, their life gets consumed by it. And I feel like they're watching years go by staring at a 6-inch screen.
Yep.
But you understand it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So how do we make the best use of this? And that was one of the things for us was, okay, if we're going to have this platform where we could touch a lot of people, and that is a benefit of social media,
we use it.
It's part of the motivation as well. But let's use it for good. Let's touch people that need something real and know that this is nothing scripted. This is us in a back. Our
probably
back
won't see a video of us twerking.
Yeah, you're not going to see that. You're not going to see, you don't want to see that. First, from me. Like I said, she's the talent and the good looking one on the show. So
we'll be doing motivation, inspiration.
But just real talk.
Yeah.
And people that are in it with you and people that are feeling the same pain you feel, people that are still feeling the same stress that you feel. And we have to go to work every day and we got to push it every day. And we know we want better. I still want better, but better changes, right? So you look at where you're at in your 30s. You're looking at, okay, I'm ready for the next house and the neighbor, I want my forever home.
Right.
Well, I bought my forever home, right? Mm-hmm. So like, okay, check that off the list. Well, what's the next thing for me is, okay, how do I set myself up to where my guys are self-sufficient, my team's self-sufficient, so now that I can have more time, right? I can have more time to do things like this. I can do more time with my kids that are now getting older and almost ready to leave the house. Going to college. And so, you know, your whys change.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, with my guys or my team, is go all in on people. And I think when you talk about the text messages and phone calls I got when we started this, they're humbling, right? You know, a lot of them made me tear up. And they're, you know, telling me.
Forgot our paper towels.
I know. And saying, you know, you should have done this a long time ago. And, you know, but I think the timing of this was perfect. And for just, I look at it as go all in on people. And that's what I would tell you to, and I would tell anyone listening. If you go all in on people, you show that you care, you show them that you're genuine, you show them that you want to see them be successful, and you genuinely mean it. I have no animosity towards anybody. If someone is way richer, someone has a house 10 times bigger than mine, I could not be happier for you. If that's truly what the success means to you and your family, I'm so happy for you. But I also have people that they don't care about money.
Yeah.
They want time. They want more vacation, right?
Or just time with their family.
Yes. And I've got guys that have been with me for a long time, right? And what motivated them in their 20s doesn't motivate them in their 30s, right? It's okay, in my 20s, I want to make as much money as I possibly can. Okay, so it's my job as their leader to figure out a career path where I can pay them more money or they can make more money. Then they get in their 30s and they say, oh, you know what? I don't care about making more salary. I want to have more vacation time with my family. Okay, well, how do I put them in a position where they can earn more vacation time, or we change their schedule around where they can have an extra week or 2 weeks a year with their family? Or some say, you know what, I actually want to have a vacation, boss. I don't want to have to check my phone for a week. I want to go on a cruise, or I want to go to Europe and spend a week with my family and never look at my phone. Okay, well, my job as the leader is to put them in a position, especially if they're key employees, right? If they're people, and all my employees are important, but some, you know, are in this for the long haul. Some people still treat it like it's just a job, and they're going to find another, and they're going to find another career path. They're going to find their passion, and it's not going to be in the lumber business, and they're going to move on, and I'm going to wish them nothing but the best. But my core guys, this is what they've decided they want to do for their career. And it's my job and James's job as my boss to put guys in a position where they can be successful and go down the path they want to go.
I think the biggest thing I learned from my therapist last year was learning your own measuring stick when it comes to success. And that changed my mindset completely, because as you were talking about transitioning in different times of your lives, I think about, I spent my 20s building a business. I had my kid 2 weeks before I turned 30. I started real estate at 22. So, you know, and so my whole mindset in my 20s was just build, build, build. And now that I've built the business and I have my son and my husband, we have a really good family life, and I don't want to miss that out from chasing more money. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But then it gets back to where, you know, and I stopped going to meetings at the office because of this, because they're always putting the awards up, you know, so-and-so is number one, so-and-so is number three. And you can't really compare to those other teams that are teams of 20 and you're a team of one or a team of two, right? But there's always that natural competition, and you see it, and so you start to beat yourself down. Well, they're doing this, they're making more money. It's like, cool, they're making more money, but they have a much more stressed life than you do, right? And it just got to a point where my therapist is like, you need to decide what's successful to you, not successful to others, but to you. So if you're not number one, but you have a great family life and you have financial freedom, are you successful? Yeah, I am. Then go for that, right?
I think you'll end up being in the position you want to be in because of who you are as a person and your work ethic and your drive. You know, I think this is something that they should listen to, right? You know, I've got, you know, yes, I got to have an entrepreneurial spirit. Yes, I've got to be a dry self-driver. I've got to motivate other people because I have a team of people that work for me. You are by yourself. So for the people out there that are self-employed or maybe starting their own business, and you know how hard it is to own your own business. And when you're real estate, you know, if you don't show up, you're not getting paid, right? So when you talk about building your business in your 20s and going into your 30s, maybe you'll elaborate a little more on that. What do you... how do you motivate, push yourself every single day to go, you know what, I want to make it, I want to get my real estate business here, or you've made the comment of, I want to sell X amount of revenue every, every year, and then get to the next goal. Cause no matter what she says, she's a driven person. She's very, like you said, soccer her whole life. She's
so, and a strength.
She's so competitive, but I'm glad that your mentor or your therapist is telling you to look at things differently, because I couldn't agree with them more.
I mean, he's literally told me you were overdriven.
Yeah.
But in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah.
You know,
what pushes you? I mean, what makes you get up every day? Or like when you, you know, you talked about that client that you had that was, you had got them so much money and you'd sold them other houses, and all of a sudden their niece or their neighbor becomes a real estate agent. Like, oh, I'm going to give them a chance now.
And you work with them for over a year, and bye, Elena. But it happens. It happens. Part of the job. But, you know, I think when I was first in real estate, what motivated me to build the business faster, because statistically, I mean, you sell maybe four houses a year is when I first started. I mean, that was normal. And I remember somebody told me that when I moved here, and I remember thinking, I will not do that. I will do more. And I sold 18 my first year, and it was a hustle. But my first year, I didn't have a kid, and Cole was coaching at the time. And so I don't know if you guys remember, I was doing open house every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, every weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And I didn't take really vacation days. I canceled on a lot of family stuff. And I just remember thinking this, it's like buying a house, it's putting your down payment down to build equity in the future, right? And live in it. So that's kind of the mindset I went into. It's invest, invest, invest. And I knew Cole and I were going to have kids one day. Buckle up, Cole, because we're having more than just Keenan.
whether you like it or not, Cole.
But, you know, family's everything to me, just like you. Uh-huh. And I grew up with close family, and we had a great family life and family home. And I wanted to recreate that. And obviously, that takes a lot of work. And so that was my motivation, is building my future. And so, Cole's 7 years older, so by the time he retires, I don't want to be too far behind, honestly. Right. I want to retire and live that life with him.
Right. And I look at, you know, I think for you, and it sounds like you're at where I was at your age, is I stopped focusing on, you know, it was always about money. It was money is what drove me. It was the success in my company. It was recognition in my company. You know, I felt like I needed to continue to move up the ladder. I wanted to do it quicker. And then, you know, again, the people that I surrounded myself with in the company was like, Ryan, just focus on what you can control. Uh-huh. Focus on the process every day. Trust the process every day.
Don't lose focus on what's important.
And never give up. And if you do those things, your career, you're going to look back and go, man, I've made it pretty far in my career. And it wasn't because I was focused on the next level. I was focused on the day to day. I was focused on my people. I was focused on my customers. I was focused on doing the right things. I was focused on, you know, planting seeds, you know, every single day that may take a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You know, I got some customers that took me 10 years to get an order. You know, most people don't have it in them to wait that long and have that kind of patience, but it was just constantly being there, constantly being consistent, you know, being consistent. And then, like, I think like anything great in life, if you do it consistently and you do give it the best you have, the success, the money, those type of things become it becomes a byproduct. I think, you know, you look at your business for instance, it may mean you can't do it by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. You may say, I want to get my real estate business to, again, I don't know anything about the real estate business, 30 houses a year. I want to sell $20 million a year in business, in real estate. Okay. Well, if I still want to be a mom, and that's important to me, I want to be involved in my church, that's important to me, but I am also equally driven on my real estate business. Okay. Well, that means you got to pivot. That means you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to bring in another person. I may have to bring in a salesperson. I may not be able to do it all on a Lena Sweetser's shoulders, because how much stress does that put on you too? How much pressure does that put on you? And I get that a lot from my guys, like, Ryan, we appreciate everything you're doing, but don't think that it has to always be on you. And that's something I got to, you know,
I don't like asking for help. I know you're the same. Mm-hmm. And we like to just take control of it and get it done and make sure everything's done.
Right. But how much slower is that process? And I'm learning, guys.
That's the problem.
I'm learning this too.
That's
I'm learning
problem.
This too.
Well, and because I'm at a point with my kid now, who's 4, I want to cry thinking about it. You know, I think about yesterday's birthday party, right? And I was up till 2 o'clock doing last minute decoration stuff because I wanted to be special for him. Mm-hmm. We had our home, we had people over. Could I have taken that time to save myself time to just pay people to do it? Mm-hmm. Yes, I could have done that. Mm-hmm. But I took away time to do something for my kid that was important to me, mm-hmm. because I only get so many of those. And so that kind of was what my eye opener was about. At this time in my life, I don't need to be number one. I need to be number one to him, and I need to be number one to my husband. Does that make sense? I don't need to be number one in my office. And when my kids go to college, I won't need to be that attentive to them, where I can take weekends away to go work more. That's just 20 more years, 2025, when I'm 30. So, I mean, I can always build in. I build more leverage over the time, but that's kind of how I see it. And then, you know, there's times like, there's hard days. I know you've had hard days. And my kid, I'll just, snuggling him is literally just makes my life better. Like, I feel all the stress in my body, relief. And I'll tell him things like, if he's falling asleep, everything I do for you and daddy. Because it's true.
If you want to know anything about Alana Sweetster, guys, that sums it up right there. I'm being dead serious. This is what I'm talking about, right? You know, that is what it's all about. And when you get your priorities right in life, I truly believe this. And again, it's because I live it. But it took me a long time to learn. I'm so grateful that I get to be on the journey with you. I'm so grateful to see where you're going to be. I know where you're going to go in life. You can't stop it now. And that, guys, is when it gets super exciting. I had another conversation with my brother the other day, and, you know, gosh, he struggled and he wanted to do everything the hard way. And, you know, we had a 2-hour conversation a week ago, and I was like, Matt, you can't stop it now. Mm-hmm. And I said, when you look at your life and you go, you can't stop it from getting to that next level, And it's because you got rid of all the nonsense that was around you. You blocked out all the noise. You stopped, you started focusing on yourself, mm-hmm. and you're focused on your girls, like you focusing on Keen and Cole. When you put your priorities in the right spot, in my opinion, you could still be the driver. I'm still a killer, guys. Mm-hmm. And she knows that about me. Mm-hmm. Everyone around me knows I hate to lose. And it's not even about loving to win. I hate to lose. And I remember hearing a comment when they say there's a difference. I promise you there is. I cannot stand losing. It eats at me. It yeah. still does. I'm 22 years, almost 23 years into my career. When I lose an order, I take it personally.
But, but you've trained yourself better because you're helping me with that, where if you do lose, and I'm putting for those who are only listening audio quotation marks.
You learn.
You learn, and you've switched your mindset to, okay, so it's not necessarily losing, you're learning.
That's it, exactly.
But it's still
right.
a hard lesson, right? Because you're like, okay, now how do I pick up a new order or a new client that just dropped or things like that?
Right.
So it's a tough pill to swallow for sure.
It is, but yeah. most people want to quit, right? Yes. What most people do is they crawl, like we talked about before, they want to curl up in a ball and just be like, okay, this isn't for me, or I can't do this. And that's not the case. You just have to go, okay, I'll say this a lot, pivot, right? You got to, you look at things and you're going, okay, what do I have to do differently? Okay. What do I have to change? What kind of person do I have to be? Where do I put my energy? Do I have to completely gut it and start over anew? I've done that so many times in my career. I cannot tell you how many times I thought I was, and I'm again, on paper, I'm very successful to my peers and the numbers I hit and the things that I was able to do. And I look back and go, okay, it's still not good enough, but I'm not being as good as I can be. And even though on paper I might be beating other people, I know it can be better. So you tear it back down, you build it back up, then you get it back up again. Then you're like, okay, it's still not good enough. All right, let me pivot, change this around. And people are like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. Like you're already killing it. And I'm like, yeah, but I know I could be better. I know I could be more efficient. I know I could be doing things differently. And I think when you start to learn that, things in your life will just change.
And that's the key factor of a successful person, because they always think they're not doing enough and you're always looking to improve.
And learn. And you said it, right? You know, our Dan Besson, which I'll give him a shout out, our old vice president of our company.
We're now Facebook friends.
Yeah, exactly. He's been following the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, James, my boss, they give me a lot of these things. Like, you know, we'll name drop a lot of people that have been mentors to me. And
be careful.
He's like, you don't lose, you learn, right? Okay. He's like, you win some, you learn some. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Ryan, I've been through the mud, right? Yeah. Through recessions and tough decisions. And you learn and go, okay, we're not gonna do that again. All right, we made a mistake here. Let's not do that again on the next time it goes around. So
I saw a quote once, and it was years ago, probably like 16, 17. And it's something, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? You say, what can I learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I've used that in my mindset, because, you know, there's a lot of disappointments in real estate business, as you've known that client that I worked with for a little over a year and then ghosted me. And so you think about it, you're like, okay, what can I learn? What could I have done better? Or would not have done, things like that. And so I think that's the main thing, is train your mindset to think, not why is this happening to me, but what can I learn from it?
And sometimes it's nothing that you did, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they got to live with that.
Yeah.
And you got to say, you know what? There's better clients out there. There's better customers out there. And is it a setback? Yes. Does it hurt your feelings? Of course it does.
Yeah.
And you're a human being. But okay, I know I did everything that I could have done, and it wasn't good enough for this person, or this person went a different route. I'm gonna get my scream out.
It
for
wasn't meant to be in my life.
Yeah, exactly.
It was taking me off a path that wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
So let's wrap it up with saying because there's times that your energy runs low, or your mm-hmm. motivation. How do you, Ryan Bean, find motivation in those low times?
You know, we'll say it a lot, family, right? My family drives me, but I really, aside from that, right? Those are obvious mm-hmm. for most people. It's my guy, it's my employees, you know, and my suppliers. There's a lot of I don't mind people depending on me. But I just know that there's a lot of people that do depend on me, and there's people that I've got long relationships with mm-hmm. and people that relationships I genuinely care about, and people that have always been there for me. And loyalty, again, is a big, big deal to me. A handshake still means something to me. And my word means something to me, but it's, I do it, you know, again, besides my bills and having to pay mm-hmm. bills, it's them. And I get my car some mornings and I'm like, man, do I really want to deal with this today? Or, you know, it's going to be a bad day. And I'm saying, okay, you know what, Ryan, it'll be worth it when I see, you know, Robert, it click for Robert. It's going to be worth it when I see Chase get that promotion. Yeah. It's going to be worth it when Sam all of a sudden puts a big piece of business together. That's what motivates me, is knowing that they're just so close to the next step for themselves. And right. That's really exciting to me.
Right. And I love that you take joy to other people's success. I think it says a lot about you.
Oh, I enjoy it. So, but anyway, I think we will, hopefully that to this today gave you a little insight to us, what our connection was on this podcast. And I wanted you guys to know a little bit more about Elena, because she'll never brag about herself. And she's, and again, I hope, you know, hearing her speak, I hope you understand exactly why that, she was the person I wanted to do this with. And, you know, I hope that we bring value to you guys. I know that that's something that's important to her as well.
Yeah. Bringing value to you every episode is our goal.
And we want you guys to connect, and please keep giving us feedback. Yeah. I do agree with the listeners. I give Allison way too many compliments. We're going to rein that in. I'm going to keep her humble.
She's the queen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I give her way too much credit. So we're going to rein that in.
Yeah.
I did cut back on my absolutelys, I think, this episode.
I just stayed quiet and nodded my head this time, so you didn't hear my yells.
Yeah. But the feedback, guys, we appreciate it. And we cannot do it without you guys. And the support has been fantastic. And it's been for people that are outside our friend group as well. So thank you very much for doing that. And
that's right.
If we connect with you and you think that it's something that would be for your friends or family, hit us up, follow us on social media. Again,
look at him promoting our social media.
I know, I can't stand it, but
I'll do please, it. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Take care.